True. All right. Now, the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned. Okay. All right. How about a noise that a cow makes at feeding time when it's contented?
Moo.
And a sound that a horse makes at feeding time?
Neigh.
And if the animal that talking about all the animals in the barn, if it's time to go out and what the animals? Well, would you say, I did that backwards. You want to get the word, what would you call all the animals on the farm?
Stock, cows.
Right. And then how about if you had chickens, turkeys, and ducks?
Fowl.
All right. And then a chicken sitting on an egg would be called a...
A hen? I don't know what that's called.
A hen, yeah, okay. Would you call it a special kind of a hen?
No.
And how about a small structure that a chicken is kept in?
Chicken coop.
And then a bone that the kids like to pull apart.
Wishbone. Wishbone.
All right. Now, what is the superstition connected with the wishbone?
People pull the wishbone when the person gets the largest part to make a wish.
Okay. Do you have a name for that, a comprehensive name for the edible inside of a pig's calf?
No.
How about the intestines of a hog that they fry?
Crackling.
Or
chitlins.
Yeah. And the time when it's time to give animals their food, it's called.
I don't know.
All right. How about a call to cows to get them? To cows.
Oh, cows. I don't know.
A call to cows. How would you say to a cow to make it stand still when you milk it?
Still, I don't know.
A special call to calves?
I don't know any.
How about a call to mules or horses to make them turn left and right?
Well, to make them slow down, whoa, and left and right, I don't know.
You ever heard of bee and haw?
No.
Any calls to horses to get them into the pasture?
I don't know.
Alright, and what about to get a horse, you want the horse to come backwards, you might say?
I don't know.
No calls to sheep. How about calls to chickens?
I don't know.
Calls to, if you're going to put the gear on a horse, you say you're going to...
Put the gear on, you mean how fast you're going to go?
No, put the bridle.
Oh, what are you doing?
You say something like harness them up,
harness
gear them up.
Harness, yeah.
Alright. And then the things you hold when you're driving a horse. Alright, now would you do the same thing riding horseback or with a horse and plow?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, sometimes they distinguish lines and reins.
No.
Okay. If the thing when you're riding a horse, the thing you put your feet in.
Yeah.
Alright, and if two horses are plowing, you have a special name for the horse on the left?
No.
Alright, and if something isn't a considerable distance away, you say, oh,
that's just a little ways, I don't know.
Alright, if it's a considerable distance, you say it's a
long distance. A long way.
Alright, and then if someone, something isn't difficult to find, you say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
Alright, and if a person fell this way, you say,
fell backwards.
You fell this way.
Forward.
Alright, and said you catch me first, you say I didn't
catch you.
No.
Not a one. Not even.
And so someone says, what are you doing, you say?
Not doing anything.
Alright. If someone had a rake and had a rake out of the yard and the kid broke it, he'd apologize. Oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And someone was passing out free samples, but he didn't give me
any.